afternoon or evening for wherever you may be joining us from today. Welcome to the Life Church Podcast.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, in this life, there's a lot of things that they will market to us, and they will say this is like, it'll last forever. There's a battery out, and it's called the ever-ready battery. How many have ever used an ever-ready battery? Ever-ready means ever-ready. It's deceptive in its advertising, because it's not ever-ready. If you use that thing, it might last a little longer than the other batteries, maybe. But the ever-ready battery will eventually die, and you'll toss it in the trash. You know, you buy a brand new car. Isn't it nice to get a brand new car? You get a brand new car and you spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to purchase this beautiful car. And it's just impeccable. The color and the shine and the tires and just the engine. It's just a beauty. And you think it's going to last for a long time. But give it 6, 8, 10 years. In fact, give it a month or two after the warranty's done. Some of us know what that's all about, right? Daryl? We had a gentleman in the first service, too. He was telling me right before the service, he has, and I'm not going to name the name of the car, but he has a car, and it just was like a month after the warranty. And it was a major item went bad on this vehicle. It was going to cost $7,500 to fix it. I think Daryl's, yours was like $11,000 to fix it. And so, you know what? He went to the company. The company at first said no. But eventually the company said yes. They did repair it. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how good it is. It doesn't matter the make. It doesn't matter how much you spent for it. They're all going to go bad. They're not going to live forever. They're not going to be there for you forever. I bought several brand new cars. And the two that I purchased in my younger years, I don't buy new cars anymore because I believe you should buy a used car that's only a few years old and save some money, okay? That's what I think you should do now, just for your own information. But younger, I bought two new cars. And I personally drove both of those cars to the junkyard. And my first one was a Honda Civic, and I had driven it many, many, many years. And that car, I took it to the junkyard, and they gave me $50 for it. I said, that's really going to help with the purchase of my next one. That's what it was worth. Now, granted, I did drive it for almost 20 years. But after 20 years, there wasn't much left to it. And $50 was all they gave us. You know what? When you're young, how many under 30? Would you just let me see your hand really quick. All those that are under 30 in the room. Wait, let me see your hand. Raise it high. Okay, there's a few of us under 30. Okay. When you're under 30, you think that you're going to live forever. You think you're invincible. You think you're the superwoman or the superman. You're the supermom or the superdad. You believe that really you can do anything and nothing is going to stop you. But when you get past 30 or 35, how many are over 30? Let me see your hands real quick. Some are saying they're still invincible. I think they're a little deceived. If we're really honest, we will start to admit that as the decades go by after you're over 30, you'll start to realize you don't have the same strength, you don't have the same energy as you had when you were younger. How many would say that's true? You know, I was thinking about life this week as I was preparing for this message. And if you ever stop and think about life and how short life is, how many ever stop and think about that? If you don't, I'm going to force it today, okay? Life is short. Here we are on March 31st, 2024. 100 years from today. Someone say 100 years from today. We'll be on March 31st, 2124. Guess what? Every single one of us will be dead and in the grave. Every one of us. Now, if there's some infants in the room and they live past 100, maybe they will still be around. But I'm telling you, for the most part, for the point of this message, life is short. For us, in just a few years or a few decades, strangers are going to live in your house. Everything that you thought was important and everything, all those possessions that you just had to have, guess what? Someone else is going to own them, or they'll be in some antique dealer's collection, or they will end up in someone's trash heap. My mother was downsizing from her house, the big house that I was raised in, to the condo, and they literally brought in one of the big mega trash dumpsters. And they took time, family took time to go through her house and help her. It was painful. And they decided what things went into the dumpster, what things went to Goodwill, and what things went to the condo. And there was too much to go to the condo, but they had to give her the luxury of saying, this stuff goes to the condo. And she took this stuff, much of it was in boxes. And the boxes were put into the storage room, and she was in the condo for about 7 years. And some of those boxes were never, ever touched. When she went to the nursing home, she was out of the house. Guess what they did? They took that stuff out, and much of that stuff that was valuable to my mom ended up in the dumpster. Life is short. Sometimes when we think about this life, even those people that are your descendants, your great-great-grandchildren, they won't know who you were. You will be simply a name in a Bible. That was my great-grandfather. She's my great-great-grandmother. They won't know who you are. They will know very little about you in just a few years. Really, after we die, if we're real about it, people will think about us for a bit. They will have our photo on the shelf. Some of us that are techie will actually make posts on our phone, social media posts on their birthday, talking about them. But life is short. And give you a few years after that, and pretty much everyone will not remember anything about you. I'm trying to paint a picture here today because we think we're here for a long time and life is short. Our history, our photos, the deeds of what we owned, all the important papers and all those special possessions will just disappear somewhere into oblivion. We won't even be a memory. Think about that. You say, Pastor Steve, this is a little morbid for Easter Sunday. Why are you doing this to us? I'm going somewhere. I'm trying to make a point here. You know, we take a lot of time and we spend a lot of money to get that stuff around us. Right? We want the stuff. Nothing wrong with necessarily getting this stuff, but I want to remind us that achieving things in this life, it's so temporary. Give yourself a couple of decades, and someone will be taking your stuff to the dumpster. The stuff that you hold dear. Life is not that much to think about. If we're just all about getting a few things and then dying. But for the child of God, this is not the end of the story. For the child of God, it's not just, you know, the stuff goes to the trash and you die and go off the scene. That's not the end, because for the child of God, death is not the end. Jesus, the Word of God even says in 1 Corinthians 15, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. It's not just this life that we're concerned about, Pastor Jonathan. It's not just this life, Brother Oscar, that we're concerned about just getting a few things around us. We're in this life, yes, and we're going to do that. But we've got another life that's on its way. We've got an eternal life. We've got an everlasting life that's coming our way, and I thank God for it. The crucifixion, the cross, it spoke the end. It spoke, this is over. It spoke defeat to everything that the disciples trusted in. All hope seemed lost. Jesus had been crucified. Jesus died on that cross. Jesus was placed into a tomb, and it seemed like it was the end. He had promised abundant life, but that no longer seemed abundant because Jesus was in the tomb. He promised hope for the future, but all they saw from the cross and the tomb was the end. He promised a thing that we're going to talk about for a moment called everlasting life. But this spoke of the end. Since Jesus was dead, what hope do we have? Since Jesus is no longer with us, everything he said must not be true. Every promise that he gave us is gone because Jesus is dead. But early on that first Easter Sunday morning, as Mary and the other women headed to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, they were met with an angelic messenger that had a message that we celebrate on this Easter Sunday. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 5 says it like this. And the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Verse 6, but he is not here. Someone say that. He is not here. Why? He is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. That's the message of Easter. The message of Easter is simply this. He is risen. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice. Let's thank God for this truth. This is the message that Jesus is no longer dead. He's alive. And because Jesus is alive, I can have life too. Hallelujah. Since Jesus promised that he would raise again, and he did, that means that every other promise that he has is true too. That means every other promise in the Word of God we can stand on. Because if Jesus said he would rise from the dead on the third day, and he did, that means every other promise we can go to the bank with. Hallelujah. I thank God for the promises in his Word. But one of the greatest benefits, one of the greatest promises, one of the greatest truths about this salvation that Jesus provided us when he went to the cross is Jesus provides us everlasting life. Say those two words with me. Everlasting life. This is a key truth in the New Testament. Jesus promised us everlasting life. Not like the ever-ready bunny, not like the ever-ready battery that dies eventually. No, this is true everlasting life. Life that will never end. Life in eternity forever with Jesus. That's what he promised. John 3:16, the verse that many of us know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have. Everlasting life. That's a truth in God's word. He came, he gave, he come to this earth as a savior. He went to a tomb. He was on a cross, went to a tomb. He gave up his life so that you and I could have everlasting life. John 4:14, another verse says, but whoever drinks, this is Jesus speaking, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him. Jesus has a water that he wants to give you. And the water that he gives, you will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. There's a spirit of God that God wants to give you. And when you receive that spirit, the Bible says it's going to well up in you water unto everlasting life. Romans chapter 6 and 22, another great verse. The first part's powerful too. Now, being made free from sin. Aren't you glad that now you're free from your sins? Aren't you glad, Brother Jonathan, that now you're not dealing with the stuff of the past? I'm grateful that Brother Paul, today, now, in this place, I'm not dealing with all the junk that I did back in my past. Now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, I'm glad to be His servant. I'm glad to serve Him. Are you grateful today to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that gave His everything for you? You have your fruit unto holiness and the end. After you do all your life, you serve Him and you live a life of holiness. And the end is not just death. And the end is not just you go off into oblivion and you never remember it again. The end is everlasting life. What a great truth in God's word today. This is the hope of the child of God. This is the cornerstone of our faith, that we get to believe that Jesus Christ lived, He died, He rose again. And because He rose again, I can have life also. Hallelujah. The Easter message is simply this: because Jesus lived, we can live also. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we can experience that resurrection power also. It's not just something for that day, it's something for today. I can have that resurrection power. God's resurrection power takes my hopeless end. You know what? On our own, the end is hopeless. Without Him, the end is hopeless. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter how good looking your husband or your wife is. It doesn't matter anything about what you've got. In the end, without Him, it's hopeless. But God's resurrection power, it takes my hopeless end and it turns it into endless hope. Because Jesus went to a cross, I have hope for tomorrow. It doesn't matter what I'm facing today. It doesn't matter the trial that I'm going through today. I can experience hope because of His resurrection power. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 11, a powerful verse. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, someone say if. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, we need to have His Spirit dwelling inside of us. Amen? I need it. You need it. Here's a couple of reasons why you need it. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. I need the Spirit of God. I need that resurrection power. He didn't come and die just so that we would just live life. And no, He wants to put His Spirit inside of us. It's His desire. And you know what? When we have His Spirit, it gives us life for today. It's not just a future life. The Bible talks about that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. If we're not living abundant life today, we need more of His resurrection power, because His resurrection power will give life to us. Thank God that His blood covers our sins. Thank God that His Spirit comes and pours into us the power to live above sin. I'm so glad that my life has been changed because of the power of God. Some of you live wicked lives. Some of you live sinful lives. Are you grateful today that the power of the presence of Almighty God has changed your life, has transformed your life? It's given you resurrection power. It's given you power to live above sin. Hallelujah. But it's for today, but it's also for the future. The Bible says when Jesus Christ returns, that the dead in Christ will be raised first. That means any loved one that died in the faith. My parents are both in the ground somewhere down there in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Side by side. There's a whole bunch of people from the church that are buried in the same area. I've said many times when I've been in that graveyard, I would love to be here at the moment that Jesus Christ returns for his church. I'd like to see what happens to this graveyard. Because the Bible says when he returns that the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's not my good looks that's going to give me resurrection power. It's not me doing good that's going to give me resurrection power. The Bible says if you have the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwell in you, that he's going to give life to your mortal bodies. I don't know how he's going to do it. It's going to be supernatural. Lots of these people have been dead a long time. They're just dust. He's going to put it all back together. And the Bible says that in a moment, they're going to be changed. Because Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. You can have abundant life today. And you can have eternal life, everlasting life in the future. That's the hope of Easter. Are you thankful for the hope today? Let's thank the Lord right now.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray this message spoke into your life, your heart, or whatever situation you may be going through. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us at lifechurch.ca on Instagram, and on Facebook, just search Life Church and you will find our navy blue logo with the letters LC in the middle. Now, before you go, we ask, if possible, from whatever platform you may be listening to us on, give us a rating or a review, or even both, and share this message with someone so that they can be impacted by the gospel of the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your support, and love you all. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.